drive, right? But one has a lot more experience than the other, right? One can make the top, and one can make less than the top.
Right, but my question is, with the base pay adjustment that they gave you, that information.
Right.
Did you plug it in?
I'd like to call the government ops committee meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, the 20th, the time is 11:48. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Bufflohead.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, be with this committee as we go about the work for the Osage people. Look down on all our Osage men and women in uniform. Look down upon our elders and our youth. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Did Congressman Norris give the prayer yesterday?
No, I've been giving the prayer.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Motion's approved, minutes are approved. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1684, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,766,871 and to establish an alternate effective date. The Congressman, or sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm just, you know, that at this stage of our discussion this morning in Congress, we don't know what the final documents will look like, but we did discuss and generally support using a top-down appropriations method. And so it's difficult to know what we should do with the budget today, but if we do, if it is adopted, a committee substitute that would be submitted for this bill would include budgets from 8/17. How is that different from the 9/1 budget? The 8/17 would have all of the division budgets that didn't prior to this $3.9 million amount that came out of the Gaming Commission for surveillance.
Hold on just a second. This is the Office of the Attorney
General.
Oh,
I'm sorry. My mistake. I guess I didn't hear you mention that. I don't really have any additional information for Attorney General's budget.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me speak. I'll reserve further comments on the government office.
Okay, thank you. Committee? First, let me bring up Attorney General what's your title? Are you?
First Assistant.
First Assistant Attorney General, Clint Patterson and Holly Wells, if y'all could come to the table. Committee, do you have any questions? I'm going to open it up to the committee first and then any other Congress member that's present. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, they've submitted a new budget on September 19th, which was yesterday, I believe, and the legislation doesn't reflect the new budget submission. But I would like to talk about before we start doing any amendments to the bill, if that would be all right with the committee. And I know I had some questions about your budget last time, and I think I still have those questions, but maybe we want to know why you submitted a budget yesterday. I would like for you to tell the committee why.
We submitted a budget yesterday and because we had filled out the additional paperwork that Congress had asked for, and we submitted our budget along with that 3 pages. Congresswoman Bufflohead stated we only needed to answer the ones that weren't in our budget.
Committee, anything further?
Well, I think we, you and I had a discussion about why we have a new budget now, that there was some change from you pulled program funds and that increased your tribal request, am I correct, from what was submitted? Or did I misunderstand what you? Yeah, because legislation just asked for $1,695,371 of tribal funds, and this new budget submission is now requesting $1,766,622 in tribal funds and no other program. No other, the program, no, the other line is now, the other revenue is now missing from your budget, of the one that you submitted yesterday. Correct?
Correct. This is the very first one we turned in, is that correct?
That's a, actually the second one we turned in, but before, they didn't have, that's the second one we turned in, yeah. But they've always had the one that had the program running from the other in that line item. They haven't ever had one that doesn't have the 715 in there.
Right, but what Congressman Wymore is asking is why on the agenda, the amount is different.
Because there is a.
See, the legislation still reflects.
Revenue and line item and other for 71,250 that we had to remove and resubmit a budget to remove that amount because we are no longer getting that amount from a revenue source that we thought we had.
Right, that's what I wanted, because I knew that. I just wanted the rest of the committee to realize that that's why we have the budget. I suppose I could just tell them.
What's the revenue
source?
No, that's
fine.
What was the revenue source?
The revenue source was we were going to represent child support in court. They were going to dismiss the current organization that does that for them.
By contract?
By contract. And so we were going to take over, and that was going to pay a salary. The amount we were going to get paid to represent child support was going to compensate the majority, 95% of an attorney salary.
And why aren't you doing that now?
There was a change of plans that we were informed of, that they were going to, they changed their minds and they were going to keep that organization in that contract.
Well,
go ahead.
When did all this occur? I mean, obviously recently.
Probably, well, between the first budget we turned in and the second.
Then you guys might recall the reason we have Attorney General's office is to have the Attorney General be the clearinghouse for all the legal services that are contracted for with the nation. So
I wholeheartedly agree with that. That was, I can't even tell you the number of times that we heard that battle cry 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, more than that. They were going to coordinate the legal services. So if they can't handle representing the nation, of course, those are, is that representing the nation or representing the, surely we're not representing the litigants, are we?
No, that's only custodial parents. We'd be happy to do that.
Somebody's got to enforce the intent of the law.
It was not our decision.
I hear you.
Congressman Tillman?
Whose decision was it?
I don't know whose decision it was. I was told by the chief that money would be part of the 3.8 million and the leftover revenue from FY15 and FY16.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, it's my understanding when we first visited your budget that what had happened is you had been asked to represent the nation in the child support cases. Currently, there was a firm that contracted to do that. But they came to you and asked your office to do so. So you put that program income that you would earn from doing so, and you hired, you put another person on payroll to do that position.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, so now you're coming back to us with a budget, same amount, you just don't have program income because the executive, the chief has told you now that they're going to stay with the contractor. And so you don't have those program funds, those other funds that you would earn for doing that service. So now we've added tribal funds to do so, but we're still keeping the same person that was hired to perform in that capacity.
Correct.
In this budget.
Correct. Because that was not the only service that person was going to provide or does provide.
Okay. Is that a lawyer?
Yes, it has to be an attorney.
Committee? Congressman Walker, Congressman Superdog, do you have any questions?
No.
Congressman Walker?
I'm just curious, and it's not that big of a deal, but we have the financials pulled up. I noticed in the budget as of 4-1 of 2016 that your salaries and wages was $405,000, but on the revenue and expenditure sheet, the total budgeted is set $372,000. I'm just curious, I wonder why that changed. Can you answer that? I mean, it's not a significant amount, but, and I would point out, for the sake of going forward, I think we've been recognizing there's been quite a bit more revenues in July. I'm pretty sure July had three pay periods, so we might all keep that in mind when we're looking at the.
July had three pay periods, and the third pay period, there is no insurance or anything like that taken out of the any month that has three pay periods. So it's actually more, you actually receive more money in that check.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Just maybe in response to Congressman Walker, do you know if these financials were revised after the Congress passed supplemental or passed appropriations bills that took out certain funds out of the salaries and wages line item?
Is that directed at me?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you, if you know the answer, I'm just trying to.
I don't know.
So it might be that those base pay amounts that we took out wherever we, or that we, yeah, that we took out when we thought that they were in any branch appropriation, maybe that financial didn't reflect that, I don't know.
Congressman Walker?
I would have thought that, but in this comparison, it says as of 4-1 of 2016. So the 4-1-16 was 6 months after we took that out.
Well, I would think so too, but also if what we hear is true, that there is no more recognition by the Treasury Department of the line items that we appropriated, then who knows?
So I just now caught it up to speed on what you guys were talking about. So you're saying that as of April 1st, 2016, the financial that they prepared this off of indicated that the budget was $405,288. And now this financial in July 31st of 2016 is reflecting that there is $372,799. Thank you. I'm just a little bit slow on these things, but I like it when you bring me up to speed. Do you know what that money went?
I do not, and I wish our accountant was here. And I'm slow too, so as of 4-1.
Right. See, they use this budget, your FY16 budget.
Right.
And they and what I would think they would do is they're going to that financial right there.
Right.
And that's how they're populating the budget totals. So at that time, I would say that that financial, when we could pull it, would indicate that this was what your totals were, what your budgeted totals were. Now we're looking at this financial and it's not the same. So I think we just have to go back to the, and we have financials from.
Right, FY16.
Well, it would have been
4-1.
So that would have been the financials for ending.
Last year in salaries and wages, I have the correct bill. Here's that I do. It's signed. It was $363,749. And then we got an additional appropriation for when one of our assistants passed the bar and became an attorney instead of a paralegal. So it probably went from the 363 to the 372. I don't know why there's a 405 in the budget.
I think that's because that's when she actually started getting it. If you'll recall, she probably
right,
got
that's
maybe
a huge
the bag.
Leap from there.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know.
I agree.
So it leaps up and then it leaps back down?
Right. Yeah.
Congressman Walker?
Well, I would just point out, have you guys been fully staffed the whole year?
There is a position on here for a paralegal that has not, we've never had. So if we've been fully staffed, yes, for the whole year.
I mean, according to the budget, were you fully staffed?
Yes, sir.
Well, that makes sense because there's 4 pay periods left. And if you just divide it 42 by 3, that's 14,000. And then actually, there's 2.5 pay periods left. So if you really added 3 pay periods left, it would total $72,000, which is almost to the dollar of $71,857. So if there was an adjustment, then they adjusted it to meet the needs of the program almost to the dollar.
Correct, when they did the adjustment for Ms. Curtis.
Anyone else? Everyone's questions are satisfied? Then the chair will entertain a motion.
Cool. Okay, can I ask a question?
Congresswoman Edwards?
So going back to the request that I made of the budget analyst today who's going to give us some numbers, if that's what we're going to do, then doesn't this need to stay here until you get those numbers so you can apply that formula?
Well, I don't know. I'm not under that assumption. I believe that we arrived at that whole scenario because one branch of government was unwilling to provide documents that Congress members felt were necessary in order to ask proper questions to pass out their budget.
our branch complied, the judicial branch complied, that budget's already out of this committee, the Attorney General Office complied, the Osage Nation News complied, the committee's been able to ask every single question with those documents that they needed to ask.
I agree, but...
And so...
If we're going to provide a lump sum for merit-based increases and merit recognition, we were going to back that number out of these individual budgets and put it in a lump sum so that it can get administered equally. That's
and so your intent is to put judicial back into this committee from where it's at because...
Now we can make a motion on the floor for it. That's why I wanted it to hold up to see what was going to happen. But I fear if we do not make really clear that that merit recognition is for everyone equally, we're going to get in another position where the Supreme Court thinks that somehow it got applied to one branch and not another branch. So I want to make sure that we make that clear. And we're not, you know, somebody thinks we're dealing with individual salaries differently. We're not doing that, and we didn't do that last time. So I think the best way to make that clear that we didn't do that is to appropriate one sum of money and say, this is the sum of money that's available for base pay and special increases. I don't know what you're going to do about new positions that are just stuck in there that aren't authorized, that nobody's heard about. Not in this bill, but in others.
That's why I really have a difficult time.
Congressman Walker?
Did you say earlier that the paralegal was in the budget but it wasn't funded last year? Did I hear that properly?
We didn't have
I'm
it
sorry,
in the budget
I was,
last year.
Pardon me?
We did not have it in the budget.
Okay, so the paralegal is a new position.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Any other questions, committee? Congressman Subra?
I have a question, but it has to do with the grant.
Yes, sir.
You had a budget submitted here a few days ago. Nearly out of it. Okay. And then all of a sudden we found this money, $500,000, and the chief says he put it into your budget. But nothing else changed except that. And I'm just kind of wondering, is this money now, is it this white water, is earmarked for just that? Is that the only way you would use it, $250,000.
That is the only way I would use it, yes.
Congressman,
if you have discretion, would that, is that the way you would use it? I mean, is there other areas that you would, that there's a greater need that you didn't put down there because you didn't have the money?
I am still researching the possibility of trying to see how the case law goes before the 10th Circuit on getting our reservation status back. And if we had to use money to do that, I would come back and ask you all to let me use part of the water money. I think that's equally as important, definitely. So I would ask that you would allow me to use part of the $350 towards whatever money that would cost, if that looks favorable. And even if it was a close question, I would bring it to you all and let you all decide if you wanted to invest in that or not.
So that determination would be yours. So I'm just kind of curious of the independence that you really have or feel that you have.
I feel I'm not in anybody's pocket. I don't feel obliged to anybody. I do my job to the best of my ability. If you all don't like what the way I do my job, you have a remedy for that. So I take my oath seriously, and I do my job, like I said, to the best of my ability, and everybody on my staff feels the same way, or they don't work for me. We are not beholden to anyone.
Congresswoman Whitmer?
I want to springboard off what you just said, because I know that I've been on this committee a couple of times, and previous attorney generals have had the same attitude about how they have their special professional fees broken out. And I found them, the other attorney general, to have just the same amount of integrity with that. Is not necessarily that you, if you have the money available, you have to ask us if you can do something different, but to notify us, hey, this is a thing that's coming up, I have some money in my budget, I'm going to shift a little bit here. And he did do that with us when he did that. And I appreciate it. Not that I wanted to tell you what is or is not important in your office, but it's nice just to have that courtesy that you say, hey, this is something important and I've got the money here and I'm going to shift it. I like that. The questions that I had for you last time were about the water technical assistance implementation and also the steps in engineering, ENR billing oversight duty. And I'm familiar with what's going on in the water somewhat. Is this professional fee for specifically the water technical assistance implementation, is that for an attorney? Is that a law legal fee there that you have in your budget?
That was...
What is it?
That was the... The chief felt like ENR needed an attorney to move them along through this process. So he met with a young lady, Miranda Compton.
And she a GT attorney?
No. She no longer works there. She works for a firm out of D.C.
Okay.
So that was, again, part of, I have this money. She's going to help with the water.
So, Mac, do you, so that's just ENR's attorney that they can resource and draw on
and help them get things off the ground.
Is your office too busy now that you have all these extra positions to do that?
Morgan has been working with ENR very closely. And it's my opinion that Morgan could continue to do so.
Mine too. And then Stetson Engineering, ENR billing oversight duty, $250,000. Do you understand? I don't understand that. I don't know what that means.
That is everything, all the hydrology, that is everything that they do, they would do for ENR. submit their bills to us, for us to pay the bills.
Why are we becoming the accounting department for E&R? Couldn't that not be in their own budget? They submit their own billing to the treasury department? I'm trying to understand.
Well, part of it is just the whole oversight of the water. That everything that has to do with water is going to come out of my office. The land consultant,
okay,
Stetson said they wouldn't send anybody out. So if we need someone to go out, for instance, on this new case we have with William St. John, if we need someone to go out and look at his farm and where this water's going to be drilled, no one from Stetson Engineering would do that. We would have to hire a land consultant, for lack of a better word, to go out and actually do that.
Okay. And can I go on? And so the reason I'm going through that is because I asked last time we were at the table for you guys to review, and I wasn't able, I tried to review the bill last night, but there's a broken link, so I wasn't able to review before this committee meeting.
I tried as well.
So you haven't been able to review the bill either?
Correct.
So I know just from the title, I'm trying to find the bill number. And it was passed back in 14 possibly?
Mm-hmm.
ONCA 1260, that's passing 1268, the Natural Resources Regulatory Authority, and I believe that's directly seated within the Environment and Natural Resources Department. So I just want to make sure that our Attorney General isn't out of compliance with Osage law by administrating these natural resource functions, and you haven't had the opportunity to review that.
I tried to do that,
but right,
last night.
Me too. I tried to do it last night too.
Because it just occurred to me, I took this home last night, I was going through every line, and that occurred to me when I was going through this part of the budget.
Would you feel more comfortable knowing that before we pass that out, or is it not a concern of yours?
It's not a big concern, but it is a concern.
Okay. All right.
Congressman Superdome?
I'm going to go back to what my first question in my hand. If someone came to you and just said, like the chief did, I've got $350,000. And that's all it said for your budget. Is that where you would have put it? Because you know the pace of lawsuits better than any of us. Is it likely that you'd spend $350,000 on water in the next calendar year? Or would you have allocated it differently?
We could easily spend that much on water, especially now that we have a case that's very likely going to get us started with who owns the water. That could be determined within the next 1 to 3 years. And that is exciting, and that's something that we haven't had before. So I would possibly, like I said, if things look favorable as to getting our reservation back, I would definitely pull from water to do that. It's just, we kind of have to wait and see what the courts are going to do before we invest money in that, in my opinion.
Congressman Walker.
Do you still have more?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, rather than getting into the, the details, or at least the associated, what the amounts represent, when I look at the total, On your financials, it shows that your professional fees, contractual, were $266,377. You have $179,727 left. But you're requesting $875,000 this year. And you have detailed what it's for. I just still wonder again why. I mean, that's a significant amount that's unexpended last year. And we still do have time to encumber some of those funds. Also, for another comparison, I looked at the chief's budget just to see and do a comparison on their professional fees. Their financials show $261,776. But if you look at their budget request, when you look at the comparison that's shown in the budget, it's $352,500. So there's been a $90,000 reduction to their professional fees, and they have $71,343 left through July left. Yet, their proposed professional fees for this year is $420,000. So that's an increase of what's in the financials in the chief's office of $160,000. So $160,000. Use that amount. And then you have, and the attorney, I shouldn't say you, the attorney general's budget has $875,000 proposed, but last year, reflected in the latest financials, has $266,377. That's $608,000 increase plus the $160,000. That's a $768,000 increase between the Attorney General's budget and the Office of the Chief's budget. That's a lot.
$750,000 here.
And I tried to look up the legislative branch's budget so I could use that as a comparison, but I couldn't find it under the financials. I just wonder why, especially when I'm showing that through September, through July, there's $250,000 remaining in professional fees. Maybe there's more. Maybe we're on the hook for a lot of that $250,000 already. I don't know. I'm not trying to represent any accusations or anything like that. I just was looking at the financials, looking at the budget request. And there's a $770,000 increase in professional fees in the Attorney General's budget and the Chief's budget combined.
Well, ours are for the water, the money we receive for the water. If you subtract that, the only thing we have is the railroad, which is ongoing legislation against Benson's. We always have a cushion, so that's the $50,000.
Congressman Walker.
Okay, so I backed the water out. I think we all want to maximize our water. If we back the water out,
that takes out the water technical assistance, the Stetson Engineering, the land consultant.
But they're all related?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so. And the land consultant?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a $143,000 increase. If we all want to say we fully support water, let's go in this year for $625,000. Okay, I just want to point that out to the committee.
And that's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am. Agreed.
Okay, committee, we have consideration of, well, first of all, we're 20 minutes over. Actually, we're now going into the culture committee time. We have consideration of ONCA 1696 next on our agenda, and Congressman Shaw has amendments to this budget. And so what is the committee's desire? Congressman Walker.
Are you saying desire for 1696 or desire for 1684?
1684. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, we're going to have to come back to the table with amendments to this because she's brought us a new budget. If we want to take that, I mean, they're not going to earn that revenue. So we haven't made any amendments to the budget yet. I still think it needs work.
Okay.
I mean, we were presented with a new budget.
The chair will entertain a motion to postpone.
To the call of the chair, please.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Well, I'll let you know when we get you back on the agenda.
Thanks, guys.
So sorry. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1696, an act to provide an appropriation to the Government Operations Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $7,180,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw is the sponsor. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I had some amendments prepared for this bill that basically set out all of the programs that were outlined underneath the template as submitted by executive. In the last 30 minutes, I decided to postpone offering those amendments for the committee's consideration until we see what course this bill takes with regard to committee substitutes that could be considered or passed or not. I don't think that it's urgent to do that right now. It could be done at a later time, so I'm not going to make those amendments now. Does everyone have an image or a copy of the budget? Which one, sir? Government Operations 1696. Let me just read off the programs if you do not.
Yes, everyone at the table should have that.
Oh, good. Okay, so you see all the programs that are contained underneath. That's what would be in the amendment that would be presented later. If there were a committee substitute produced, these amendments could be contained within that as well. So that's why I'm proposing. But I'm not sure I have anything else to add, Madam Chairman. Thank you for allowing me to present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congressman Shaw, I agree that those need to be placed within the division bills, and so it'll be very clear what's going to be paid out of that division bill. I had very much difficulty locating, let me review through here. Scattered Homes Program, I guess, says it's part of this division bill, but I'm hearing conflicting information about that budget, that it seems to be straddling executive administration and this government office bill. Are you perfectly clear where it is? Because when I was doing the research last night on this budget, I was not. It was confusing.
I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you
okay.
on that particular one. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to go ahead and bring that to your
sure.
attention, that it seems to be straddling two divisions, or in one division and administrated by another division. I'd like to have some clarity on that when we get everything set. That's all I have to say.
Move to adjourn. Someone want to postpone this piece of legislation that we have on the front of us?
So moved. Call the chair.
Yeah. Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Okay, tomorrow we meet at 9 a.m. We have three pieces of legislation. Same-sex marriage and ONCA 1682 and ONCA 1683. And
in that order?
Yes.
Those are an appropriation for same-sex marriage.